Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. I'm so happy that you're joining me, especially this week since the topic is giving back. I think this is a wonderful way to wrap up the year, not focusing on money problems, but on how to use it in your other resources to help out causes and charities dear to your heart. In this episode, we'll cover how you can budget more giving and spontaneously give without busting your budget, and we'll explore ways you can give back and help others without having to donate money. I'll also be including the tips and stories some of you have sent into the show. Together, I believe we can make 2015 a year of giving more. I think most couples want to give more, but there are a few things that are holding them back, such as finding a charity or a cause they truly care about, budgeting enough to feel like they're really contributing without busting their budget, in deciding if they want to plan all of their giving for the year or set aside money to spontaneously give. Let's look at these one by one and see if we can come up with some solutions that will work for you and your family. Finding your charity. There is no shortage of worthy causes and charities out there today. Unfortunately, for many families, there is a limit to the amount they can give. So spend some time and come up with a plan for your hard-earned money. My suggestion is to start off with one charity that both of you care about. This is a joint project, so work on this together as a couple. It can actually be fun, and it's a way for the two of you to discuss how you feel about the community around you. Charity Navigator and other sites like it are wonderful online tools you could use to find some charities that support causes that matter to you, and it can tell you how efficient these organizations are with spending contributions. Make sure the organization you want to support is legitimate and good standing with its finances. You can narrow it down by calling or visiting the organization if they're local and speaking with them. Review their annual report and see if you're comfortable with their mission, execution, and progress. No charity will be perfect, but you should trust them to handle your money in a responsible way. If you're still stumped on where to start, I have a few charities that we've supported listed on the show notes, such as Feeding America, Charity Water, and Donors Choose. Okay, so you found a charity you both want to support this upcoming year. You can go for an annual donation, or you can break it up throughout the year. If you're expecting a small windfall, like a tax refund or a bonus, you may want to set aside a portion for your annual donation. Or, if you want to keep your family's cash flow fairly consistent, you may want to consider incremental donations, perhaps quarterly or monthly. If you do decide to have it on a monthly basis, it would be great to put it on your budget and to share it with the entire family. If you're parents, your kids can see how important giving is to you. It's a wonderful teaching opportunity where you can sit down and explain to them why you've picked this cause and how you plan on supporting it. Chats like these can show kids that money is more than just earning and spending. It can be a tool to do good for others. So just how much do you start off with? Each couple has to decide for themselves, but here's a few suggestions that may help. If you two tend to eat out for lunch, try brown bagging it one day a week. Tally up the monthly total for both of you and use that money to donate. You'll be helping out a cause and developing a money-saving habit at the same time. You can also start off with a percentage off the top, like 5 or 10% of your take-home pay. Like I said, it's up to you, but make sure you both agree to the plan. Once you've calculated your monthly contribution, it's usually best to set up payments so you can keep to your plan. Some charities offer an auto draft feature where your contributions are taken out of your bank account. However, you may feel more comfortable setting up your donations just as you would your other monthly expenses. You can easily get this set up as a bill payment and have it scheduled. But what if you prefer to spontaneously give? How do you prevent yourself from going overboard with your giving? The good news is the system I just mentioned also works in this case. The only modification is that you set up regular transfers to a dedicated savings account. When something comes up and you're moved to donate, you take that money, put it back into your checking account, and send it in. But what if you're on a very strict budget? Maybe your family is in the middle of paying down your debt. Is giving beyond your reach? No, I don't think so. In the next segment, we'll be talking more about how you can give without spending money. Volunteering your time and talents is a fantastic and worthy way to give more. Even if you have the financial means to donate, there are several wonderful benefits to you and the charities you support. Besides including giving in her family and business budget, Aja from Principles of Increase also sets aside time to volunteer on community activities like preparing and bringing food to people in need and participating in a weekly mentoring program. Aja schedules time to configure donor databases for nonprofits, utilizing her professional skills and saving these charities some money. In addition, she and her husband include their children whenever possible, helping them to develop their own ideas on how to give back. If you're looking to volunteer your time or your talents, you can use the same tips mentioned in the previous segment to find a charity or a cause that you'd be willing to support. Visit them and meet the people you'll be working with side by side. Ask questions, especially if you're volunteering your technical talents, to make sure you're on the same page as to what you can do and what they expect. When setting up your schedule, it can be tempting to jump all in, but you don't want to burn out, so factor in your other responsibilities. Let whoever is coordinating know if your schedule changes, as some nonprofits have to carefully plan activities. It'll make things easier for everyone. I hope you have a wonderful time supporting the charities and causes you love, whether it's with your time, talent, or money. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. I hope you and your family enjoy the rest of 2014. Remember, subscribing to the podcast is free and easy. Plus, you'll be getting the latest episodes as they're released. We're available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. We also have the feed available directly on the site at couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. If you want to chat with me, I hang out on Twitter at cmoneypod and on Facebook, facebook.com/couplemoney. Join us next week as we start off 2015 with a bang, mastering your money. Instead of discussing the usual making goals for the next year, we're actually going to go step by step about creating systems that will make sure you achieve what you want to in 2015. Take care and thank you.